Shluas Perkei Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new area in Hilchas Shvuas. This is the Shvua that we're more familiar with from the other Yeshivish Masechtas. And it's a Shvua between two parties in a Dintera and Bez and Pashas Mishpatim. This is not the Shvuas of Assuring something, and it's a Gavra that we had in Perek Gimel. It's not the Isser of Shvua Sheken, Shvua Shov, of saying something, a meaningless statement. This is a Shvua that comes out in a dinter between two parties. And it has certain other rules and certain other regulations, but it does have certain similarities with other Halachim of Parsha Shvua. The Mishnah is going to introduce some of these Halachis with the same format that we had at the end of Perek Gimel and Mishnah Dalid, and I'm sorry, Perek Dalid, where the Shvuah is Noig, where the Shvuah is not Noig. But first, let's give a little bit of a Hakdama. When we learn Parshas Vayikra, so we learned already a lot of the halachas that are in Perkei. One halacha is a person who, even bemezid, is over on a Shvuah Sa'edus. That was the subject of Perek Dalet over there. The kapara that he needs is a Karbon Oil of Yared. The other case over there of a Karbon Oil of Yared is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, which was the subject of Perek Aleph and Beis in our Masechta. Another type of Shvua was a person who was over B'Shoigeg on Shvua's Bitoy, which is what we had in Perek Gimel. B'Mezid Shvua's Bitoy is not Chayv Karbon, over there is Chayv Malkus. If a person is over on Shvua's Ha'edus, even B'Mezid over there, he does bring a Karbon. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, B'Mezid is B'Karis, B'Shoigeg is with a Karbon. And now in the end of Perakei, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, there we have a different din. Nefesh Kisecheto Mo'al Mo'al Bashem, and he's over in Averu. What's his Averu? V'kichesh, he denies Bamisoy against the claimant, somebody who's claiming by him, B'pikodoin, Oibis Sumas Yod, which refers to denying with a Shvua. V'kichesh over here is not just denying, but it's denying with a Shvua, Chazal Dashen. Oy begozel, money that was stolen. Oy oshak es hamiso, he embezzled him. He hired him and now he's not paying him wages that he owes him. Last case, emotzo aveda v'kichesh bo v'nishbal shoker. He is makchish that he found in aveda. V'nishvi, all these four cases are cases where he took somebody's money or he's holding on to somebody's money, shalai kedin. V'nishbal shoker, the pasuk says. Alachis mikol ha'shayasa odom lachter beheno. What's the oynish? So the pasuk speaks out a few things. V'hoyoch ki'echto v'oshem, if he's guilty and he sinned. V'heshev zagzela, for one, he's mechuyiv, if there's money that's outstanding. That's the aleph beis. Over here, the ikir aveiru, the ikir avlo over here, is the theft of the money. It's true, he took the money and then he denied the claim in Bezdin and he backed up, to add insult to injury, he backed up that claim with a shvua, and that shvua is an aveiru kishal atzmai. But the first level that has to be dealt with over here is the outstanding gezel. V'heshev zagzel asher gozal, oyis oyishik asher oshik, oyis hapikod asher ofker itoy, oyis aved asher motza. That's the first thing. The pasuk is moisiv, oy mikol asher yishov olov lasheker. V'shila moisiv b'roisho, he has to pay the keren, v'chamish yisov an achoymesh. L'ashehu lo yitnenu b'yem ashmosoy. So this is what's called an Asham Gzelois. An Asham Gzelo is to pay the Gezel. And then he has to bring another carbon. Ves Hashom Yovi Lashem Ayel Tom Minatzoin. Over there, it's not a carbon oil of Yoyrid. He has to bring Oshom. He has to bring an Ayel. One of the carbons has to be Dafka and Ayel. Ayel Tom Minatzoin. So he has to pay the Karen, the Choymish, and Asham Gzelos. That's his din. Now, besides for the theft, the person who makes a Shvua Sheker is definitely over on the Lav that we have in Parshas Kedoshim. First of all, he's over on the Lav, besides for the thievery of the money, denying a claim in Bezdin is also a Sheker Chomor. Denying a claim in Bezdin is distinct from just saying Sheker. The Torah has a Lav in Parshas Kedoshim, V'loi Sechachashu, Ish Bamisoi. Denying a claim, Bamisoi. That itself is a Lav. But besides for that, that's already other Masechtis. What's unique over here is the fact that he made a Shavua. On that, he has a Lava Lois Shakurish Bamisoi, which is also in Parshat Kedoshim. And Lois Yishovu Bishmila Shoker. He has those two Lavin. Leisa Shakru ish ba misoi. Again, the ba misoi means against somebody who he's contending with, a claimant. Atayin v'nitan. So he's only over on that lav when he backs up a false claim with a shvua. Leisa Shavu b'shmila shoker is something that we had already by shvua's bitui. And the price by shvua's bitui to pay if he did it b'mezid would be malkus. It's not clear if denying a claim in Bezdin and then Edim are made that he was Nishba LaSheker, whether he would get Malkus. Let's say Edim say they gave him Asro. They told him they know that he's lying, that he did take the Bekodin and that he lost it, not that it was Nenas, to feed the Dinim of when you're Chayv and when you're Potter as a Shomer. We'll see that in Limitz Hashem later on, the Mizakhlu. But if the Edim warned him not to make the Shvua and he did make the Shvua, would he be Chayv Malkus? Is not clear. Interestingly, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's a sugi in the Gemara. Over here in the Masechta and Daf Lamed Zayin, the Pashtus of the Gemara, the Maskona, maybe only Misafik, but this is the way the Rambam paskins, is that there's no Malkus. The same way Shvuas Ha'edus, even though he's even a lav of L'chayri, he made a Shvua, but there's no Malkus. Shvuas Pikodoin, also there won't be Malkus, even if he was warned by Edim. It stands to reason that way, because if the Torah gave a Korban, and it's clear that the Korban, by the way, is a Chiyuv, even when he did it b'mezid, because we're talking about somebody who was aware, and he's Chayv the Keren V'Chaymish, plus he's Chayv the Hashem Gzeles. See, he was amazing. We're not talking about somebody who was a Shoigik. He forgot that he took the Pikodoin. He knows. That's Mufurish in the Gemara. So if the Torah says even by Amazed is a Korban, it's a tremendous chiddush to say that by Amazed there'll be a Malkus on the Lav, plus there'll also be a Korban which is Benoisev, it's a Dov Mechud Shalom Matzino. So that's the Psak of the Rambam. Take a look at the Chinuch in Reish Chavov. He says, interestingly, that there is Malkus. The Mechaz Chinuch is Matmiya Ma'oid. Like we just said, it's Dvar Mechudosh Mat Ma'oid. The Chizkinuch says that he, in a different place, he writes Barichus. Ayin Shom Reish Chavov. In any case, so let's go back, let's summarize. Shvuas Pigdoinois is not your regular when a person is making a Shvuas Sheker. A Shvuas Bitu Lamosha when he's over, if he does Bahasro, and it's a Lav Sheesh by Maisa, he'll get Malkus. Or let's say a person makes a Shvuas Shov, or a Shvuas Sheker, which everybody knows is not true. So merely he gets Malkus for the making of it. Over here, not the Pashtus. Over here, the Torah specifically said that his parasha is a parasha of Hashem Gzeilois with a hagdoma of Keren V'Chaymish. So that's the din over here. In that context, the Mishnah goes through the same format that we had with other dinim. Shvuas HaPikodin, Heges Banoshim Binoshim. There's no difference. The only place where there's a chil between Anoshim and Binoshim is only Shvuas Eidus. Berchoikim Bekroivim. This has nothing to do with Eidus. There's no difference if the two people that are in Bezna are related to each other or not. It's of no relevance. B'ksherim u'b'psulim. These b'mezem b'mezel l'chor have no chidushim. There is epis chidush in the next one. B'fnei bezdin v'shaloi b'fnei bezdin. Chor, what we're talking about is a claim between two people. A claim between two people, the right venue for that, Torah v'nitin is in front of bezdin. Afil hochi, shteit in the Mishnah, the Gemara's medayikit in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk of B'kichesh ba'amisoi does not mean that it has to be in front of Bezdin. The Mishnah says that when it's b'fnei Bezdin or shaloi b'fnei Bezdin, he can be chayiv mipi atzmoi if he makes the shvu himself. This is something that we had already in previous halachas. U'mipi acherim, when he wasn't nishba by himself. That means when the Teveh said, mashbi'eni oischo shetachzali b'gdoini, be mashbia that you return to me the pekodin. And he says, ein lecha biyodi klum, he says it b'loshen shvua, ein echayv ad sheyichba boi bebezdin, divrei Reb Meir. This is a halacha already that we had in the beginning of Shvuas Ha'edus. It's the sheet of Reb Meir, v'chom ma'imrim, bein mipi atzmoi, bein mipi acherim, kivon shekofa boi, is chayv. Shvuas ha'pekodin can be chayv either way, like the sheet in the beginning of Perek Dalet. Mishnah continues, v'chayiv al zdoina shvui, he's chayiv, the din that we're going to say of Hashem gzeilois, even when he's b'mezid, he's chayiv a korban on a mezid, which is not like the regular korban. The pshat is, by, let's say, by Thomas Mishnah Gadosh, the Torah says, v'nela. by regular averus of chavi krisu, so regular classic common chatas, the Torah also says. He didn't realize the Torah doesn't say that here. It says chayv on the averu, and he says, what is he chayv? The chayv al zdoina shvua val shigigoso im zdoina pikodoin, or if he's b'shoigeg on the shvua, either he knew that he was lying flat, mamash amazed, and he's a thief and a liar, or he's a shoigeg that he doesn't know that the shvua is an averu chamura, but he does know zdoina pikodoin, he does know that he owes the money. In those two cases, he's chayv this korban. This is a klal hilchus shvuos that let's say he totally forgot about the money. He took a borrowed money last year. He totally forgot about it. People forget things. The shvuah that he'll make, I don't remember that I owe you money. I took a pikodin from you. What are you talking about? He's nishba, and then a half year later he remembers. You know the famous maisa where a person put away money and then he found the note in his gemara that he was learning a half a year ago. That's called an oinus. And that is not chayv anything. So al shigagosa mamish of the choiv that he's denying now with the shvuah, he made the shvuah honestly. He really thought he doesn't know the money. That is not chayv. Ma chayv al zdoino. What is he chayv? Oshom bekesef shkolim. The Mishnah's moisiv a prat over here is that the korban oshom, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, has to be worth 2 shkolim at least. Pasuk says, there's a kosev of the rab brings. By Eloshem, be'erkecho kesef shkolim. What's interesting is that even though it's mufush in the pasuk of choymish, like we spoke out before, that the mission doesn't bring santa maisa. By the way, this halacha of kesef shkolim, the Gemara learns out that's true by other ashramois, but by korban chatas there's no such limitation. This is a din dafka mayin oshem.